You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The name that will get shouted most, I think, in this game will be Hazard, because obviously the Chelsea fans will claim that he won them the title, I guess, in the end. And I don't think the Leicester fans will be too shy in applauding him onto the pitch. They just keep on going, don't they, as well? Anyone who thought they were kind of going to be in party mood and hungover for the Everton game, no such thing. 5 minutes it took Vardy to open the scoring, and a 3-1 win in the end to extend their lead at the top. Now a 10-point gap going into the final set of fixtures. And they go to Chelsea, who are on 49 points. Can't go any further up, but could be caught by Stoke if they don't win this one. Speaking to our friend Bradley, who does the match announcing. I think I mentioned him before, Derek, one of the chaps who works here, does the match announcing at Leicester. And he's had the season, of all seasons from his career. Obviously, he shouted them onto the pitch to lift the Premier League trophy. He's in Victoria Park this weekend for the open-top bus, and he's welcoming Kasabian on stage. Absolutely loving it. And I said to him, what about this party thing? And he said they had a night out after they won the title, all at Vardy's house. He said then we were back in training, and they were back on it. He said he's not sure about this game. He said, I'm not sure about this game, where they'll be, whether they will be bang on it or whether they will have been ticking the foot off the gas a little bit this week. The other thing that I wanted to mention, these Leicester players have had an unbelievable season, obviously. One of the things that I would be thinking about as a player now is the internationals. The England squad's named on Monday. Yeah. That's only been postponed, surely, to take account of any injuries that occur this weekend. He's not looking at final, I'll just have a quick check on what that guy's done. It's all about injuries. Surely, again, you wouldn't be going hell for leather when you don't need to go hell for leather. When you're Vardy and you've got a chance to go to Euro 2016, it might be your only chance. Who knows what happens in the future. So I think that's really interesting. 7-5 Chelsea, 21-10 Leicester, 21-10 the draw. Do they finish off with a bang, DK?
I think they get beaten in this game. Oh, yeah. I know that the price looks attractive, over 2-1, 21-10 for Leicester.
We've been saying this all year.
Yeah, I know we have. I said last week that I didn't think the last home game at the King Power against Everton would be the letdown, because they were going to get through that game on adrenaline.
Yeah.
But the adrenaline must have gone now. I know, I'm saying this and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not 100% sure that's going to work out. But I'd probably leave the 90-minute mark, even though I think they're going to get beaten, because Chelsea do look short enough at 7-5. I'm going to pick up on that man you mentioned at the top of this preview, Eden Hazard. Right. He's 2-1 to score any time.
He's been in form at last, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been nibbled in the betting. He was 21-10 when I came to prep this game yesterday, and he's beginning to look like last season's Hazard. Obviously, it's too late as far as Chelsea are concerned this season, but Antonio Conte must be delighted, as must Mark Wilmots as well, because he's going to have a fully fit and firing Eden Hazard to go to war with in the Euro 2016 championships coming up in a month. And Leicester haven't been quite as solid defensively in the last month, and surely they're not going to be fully pumped up for this game. I can see this one being quite open. And Chelsea had won 6 straight league games against Leicester before Leicester beat them 2-1 back in December. They've actually gone 11 Premier League matches at Stamford Bridge without a clean sheet as well, Chelsea. So I think this is going to be an entertaining carnival atmosphere, final day fixture. I see Chelsea edging it 2-1, which is 8-1. But the bet that I like most is Eden Hazard, who's had something to prove at the back end of the season and is going somewhere to proving that he's still a quality international world-class player. So 2-1, Eden Hazard to score.
I guess, Vardy will want to, finish top scorer if he possibly could. That would be good. I mean, we mentioned this earlier in the podcast, 25 goals for Kane, 24 for Vardy, 24 for Aguero. It's 4-9 that Kane is crowned top scorer in the Premier League. It's 5-2 Aguero and 6-1 Jamie Vardy. Dead heat rolls could apply here. But, Vardy, he seems the sort of guy who'd want that. He'd want that
play. Well, you saw how sick he was when he missed the pen last week. Yeah. I mean, he was talking in the interview afterwards, he was talking about the top goal scorer market. So, yeah, the temptation would be for him to take his foot off the gas, but that won't happen because of England. But that won't happen because he wants the top goal scorer accolade.
He doesn't seem that kind of guy either, does he?
No, I know. What a season he's had. Oh. But on the other side of the coin, you got Eden Hazard, who has been a disgrace this season.
Yeah.
But I'm forgiving him that, because what I saw from him the other night, I'm forgiving him every crap game he's had, and he's had about 30 of them, for what he did at Anfield. He was just absolutely magical. And that goal he scored, you know, if you look back at that goal, when he got the ball, I don't know, 30 yards out from Liverpool goal, inside left position, you looked around him, there wasn't a Chelsea player near him. He was surrounded by about 8 Liverpool players. You remember that famous picture of Diego Maradona in the World Cup against Belgium, and all the Belgian players, the faces on looking at his themselves. But Liverpool was like that. That was an unbelievable goal, and in my eyes, it was the goal of the season by a million miles. I thought it was sensational, and he is. I mean, on that form, I don't know whether Hills are doing it, but some bookies are doing odds for player of the tournament in the Euros. I'm going to be battering Hazard because I think he's that good. I can't explain why he was so pony for you know, up till about a week ago, but what a player on his day. And Chelsea will win this game because I cannot believe for a second that Leicester will try a leg. Apart from Vardy for the top goal scorer, if I'm a Leicester player, there's no way I'm trying in this game. Chelsea will win this.
Yeah, it seems fair enough, doesn't it?
I mean, two to one looks like a good price on Hazard to score as well. I mean, like Derek mentioned, just unbelievable at Anfield, and I think for Belgium to have him fit and firing is fantastic, and 2-1 looks decent.
I get what you say. I just cannot take my eyes off the Chelsea home form. Let me just turn this round. Just look at that Chelsea home form in the Premier League.
Yeah.
One win this calendar year, one defeat, all draws. I think that draw price is big. I haven't put many up on here, but I think the draw is a decent price in that. A nice, cosy, friendly little draw at 21-10.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.